Blog Talk Radio. The perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446.
Jenny.
Let me try that again. You're live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. This is Dr. Jenny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we are going to welcome everybody tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. We've got a really fun show tonight. We're going to be talking about how to tell if your spouse is cheating or your significant other. If anybody got an email tonight, it probably said how to tell if a guy is cheating. That was because I'm a girl, so I just thought I'd put it out that way. But this goes for either or. If your significant other, whether it be a male or a female, this is how to tell if they're cheating. We're going to find out some tips and some studies that they've done and some interesting things. Like, why do you think a man would cheat? But most people think the number one reason why a man cheats is because of sex, right?
Right, right.
You might be shocked. I was. I was shocked to see what the answer
That'll be
was,
interesting. So. That's a great topic.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good topic. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're also going to do a whole bunch. I know what my English teacher used to love when we said things were fun or a bunch of things. A whole bunch of live mini angel readings tonight. So make a note of our call-in number. It's 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. Give us a call, even if you don't want a mini reading, you just want to ask a question or want some advice or make a comment, just go ahead and call in. We love to hear from our listeners at any time. And by the way, the chat room is now open. It's gone live. And if you want to ask a question or make a comment, please do so in the chat room. I can see Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in there working hard. She's typing her fingers down to the bone, keeping everybody happy and being just the wonderful person that she is. She's just such a delight. We adore Susie Q,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, we do. Hey, Susie.
Hey, Susie. We're glad to see you there, and we're glad that your electric is. Susie's out in Georgia, and sometimes she gets some nasty storms through there. And when that happens, it's really hard for her to get online because it knocks her electric out all the time.
Well, that's annoying.
Yeah, it's not a fun thing. So, all right. Without further ado, how did we do this week? What did we do last weekend?
We did some weird different things this past weekend.
Oh, that's right.
We went. Wow. Yeah, we decided to do like a Victorian
Saturday. Yeah, it was cool.
It was a theme Saturday.
Yeah, we went to the Victorian mansion. It wasn't really a mansion. It was a Victorian home in Lake Lily in Maitland, Florida.
Yep.
And that was built in 1884. I personally love older homes.
Yeah, you do. As we go through the tour, she's like, oh, my goodness, I could live here. This is beautiful. And I'm looking around going, the ceilings are really low. The rooms are really dark. Going, I definitely could not live here.
I love the woodwork. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's.
Well, the craftsmanship is beautiful. Obviously, this home was
built.
The love
that went into the building of this home, just in the spindles on the stair, you know, on the stairway going up, and the molding, which is, you know, everything was done by hand. Everything was planed by hand.
Oh, I know. And this
just,
the man that owned this home was a carpenter.
A master carpenter, yeah, and he did some beautiful work, and it was right on Lake Lily in Maitland, and it's run now by the Historical Society. It's a museum. And the docent, don't you? Aren't you so glad?
Yeah,
I
never heard
that
word before. And we had a bet as to what docent meant because she said, "Oh, we had a docent," and I'm like, "What the heck is that?"
But I was right. I was right this time.
You were. Apparently, you have one of those calendars. New word of the day.
No, it's because of my dad's Reader's Digest word of the day. Growing up, my dad's favorite reading room was the commode. And he always had the Reader's Digest in there. And then every week he would do, you know, words, the words to remember.
Uh-huh.
And then he would use them in a sentence three times each day so that he would have all these words memorized and know what that. So at dinner he would always come out. You always knew when he was using one of those words, you know. It'd be like, you know, whatever. Like, okay, now we all know what the word fruition is. But back then, you know, as a little kid, you didn't know what the word fruition. I'm like, okay, that was in the Reader's Digest, wasn't it? Yeah.
Hey, you learned a lot of big words.
It was great, yes, and that was one of the words, docent.
Docent. And I had never, ever heard that before. Why don't you tell everybody? Because you know what? I don't think I'm the only stupid one in the world.
You're not stupid. You know, you're not stupid at all. It just happened to be a word that you had never come across before. And now you're asking me what it means. What I know it to mean from my perspective is – The docent is the person who's knowledgeable and usually will give a tour, generally in a museum. In this case, it was the history history museum, and that was that person. Somebody is giving a tour who's knowledgeable about the information.
See, so now everybody learned something new.
What a docent is. It was interesting. It was a lot of fun. Oh, but okay. All right, we're going through it. And, you know, back in the olden days, they, of course, didn't have air conditioning. They didn't have refrigeration. Or they had the ice box, you know.
Which fascinated me. Did you notice that I was really fascinated
by
that?
You were fascinated by it, but so was I, because I was thinking, like, where in Florida does one get ice?
Right.
Right?
A big block of ice like that.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that by the time we take our sodas down the corner,
mm-hmm.
they're warm, you know, and 98, 90 degree temperature. So we asked those questions, and there was this older gentleman there, and then I think it was his son.
Uh-huh.
And you know how, like, when you go on the tour and there's always those annoying people who ask a million annoying questions?
And that would have been you.
And I realized that after the first room, like, shut up, because you're annoying these people, I could tell. And I promise, I went over and I said, I'm sorry.
You were annoying the docent.
I don't know why. I had a lot of questions. And then I stopped asking questions after the first room. And then we went into all the other rooms. But the coolest, grossest, freakiest thing, okay, was the what?
Yeah, the hair wreath.
The wreath of hair. Now, I'm going to say this. In all my years, I love to go to old homes and I love museums. I have never heard nor seen of a wreath of hair.
No,
have
I
you?
Never have either.
Okay, Victorian hair wreaths are pretty incredible. I mean, they're bizarre. They're considered objects of exquisite revulsion, in my opinion. But they're really there. As a matter of fact, in Colorado, there's an entire museum attributed to Victorian hair wreaths. Now, I've never seen it. And the woman said, take a look at this. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Look at that. And then I got closer, and I'm very tactile. Now, we're not allowed to touch things.
Right.
As a matter of fact, she kept reminding everybody.
Yeah, don't touch. Don't lean.
And,
don't.
Yeah, don't. Just
yeah.
Hardly breathe. She's actually very nasty.
She was,
she
yeah.
She didn't go there. But anyway, as I put my hand close to it, you see me snap my hand
mm-hmm.
back? It was, I just got the worst feeling from that thing. And you couldn't tell it was hair. I thought it was thread.
Well, it did look like thread or yarn or something like that.
Until I got my hand about 3 inches from it, and then the energy was so negative off of it, I jerked my hand back, and I stepped back, and I know you all noticed, and I just kind of stepped back, and I was like, it just clicked. I'm like, that's hair. She said, yes, it is. So, okay, this craft is from the 1800s. Hair wreaths, I looked it up,
uh-huh.
is a tradition, and it runs from 1850 through to about 1880, and it was one of the crafts known as a fancy work that women, typically middle class or upper middle class, did. And so they would sometimes make it out of hair or out of yarn or occasionally out of wax. That would have been odd. But I guess not any odder
than
hair.
Could you make it out
hair.
Of wax?
I don't know. It would have melted here in Florida, so that's why I guess they went with hair. But usually it's a wreath made out of hair in the form of a horseshoe. And this was basically along, you know, the same lines as nailing a horseshoe above your door to keep the luck in. And if it turned upside down, the luck would run out. So we've been told that new additions to hair wreaths actually happen at the bottom of the horseshoe. They would then, you know, I guess weave it in. And it looked like little flowers. And it
mm-hmm.
was, and yeah, it was. It
you
was,
would never have guessed it was hair at
it,
first.
Not till you got about 3 inches and felt the energy off that thing. It was, it would just, it launched me. My stomach started to go. Most times the hair was from family members. And occasionally there would be a wreath made by a church or some other kind of community. And you can see all the different colors of different hair because of the family members were all different various ages when they took the hair. But this is why I think it was why the energy was what it was. Some of them were memorial wreaths, and they were added when somebody died. They would collect the hair from this family
Ew.
Member and weave it in. Yeah. So it was, you know, it was kind of creepy.
That's,
you know.
You know, I'm sure back then maybe it was a way to keep your loved one close.
Well,
you could touch their hair.
Yeah, you know, hair was something that they always thought should be saved. In fact, almost every proper Victorian lady had on her dressing table a container called a hair receiver, and every time she'd brush her hair and clean out the brush, she'd put the hair into the hair receiver and save it for crafts like this. So interesting facts that you probably wish you didn't know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But that was pretty different.
Yeah, that
huh?
was different. That was a unique experience.
That was a unique experience, but it was fun, and that's what those Saturdays are about, doing something different.
Yes.
That, you know, and the children thought it was really kind of cool, and the house was beautiful.
The
so
house was beautiful,
that
and
was
it, that
interesting.
Was really interesting. But I liked the second half of our day the best.
Yes, this is the first time we've ever done this,
yes.
Both of us,
mm-hmm.
right? We went to the Hart Sisters Tea Room.
Yes.
And that was
And I have
awesome.
Always wanted to go have a nice fancy tea.
Me too.
And we all dressed up.
Yeah.
Which we don't do often.
No, we don't. As a matter of fact, what we did was we didn't dress up for the Victorian.
No, because it was 90,000 degrees
out. We didn't know if it would be, you know, air conditioned or not. So we went and we got all went and stopped at my office
mm-hmm.
and brought a change of clothes and got dressed nice and went to the tea house and. It was so nice. I've always wanted to go. You know, it's like if what you would envision, like, you know, when you have a childhood tea party with
yes.
your daughters or and
mm-hmm.
some people have them with their sons, with their kids. Well, this was like the adult version.
It was
and
cool.
tell people what it was. It was
well,
so nice.
You go in and they have it's a very quaint little place in Sanford. And you walk in and there were what, maybe 9 tables, do you think?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 exactly.
Nine.
That's
okay.
good, yeah.
And they're all very old-fashioned, Victorian-looking, and they all have china, but it's not matching china. It's
right.
all different sets of china, which was neat. And then we ordered the, what was it? The afternoon tea.
Afternoon tea tray.
Right, which was a three-tiered tray with, was it three or four?
I'm counting in my head. Hamana, three.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so on the top were your scones, which were
heaven.
To die for.
Heaven. Oh, my gosh, folks. If you have a tea party in your a tea house in
mm-hmm.
your town, you have to go. It was so much fun.
Well, it was just a unique experience. And, you know, I mean, you don't have to dress up. You can go casually.
People
we just
were there
decided
casually.
To be fancy.
Yeah, we thought it'd be fun. Just if I could have gotten everyone to do it, I would have wore a hat, too, just for fun. It
yeah,
would have been a blast,
yeah.
you know. But we had a good time. They had the scones with the Devonshire
cream.
Which
mm-hmm.
I've heard of it before, but I never actually tasted it.
Right.
It's almost like a
fluffy butter.
Or cream.
Like a cream butter.
Yeah, but almost like a thicker whipped cream that's
mm-hmm.
almost buttery and salty, and it was
that
really
was
delicious.
So good.
And then the next tray were finger sandwiches,
uh-huh.
and the egg salad was awesome, and they had some
curry chicken. Uh-huh.
And then the next tray
Was dessert,
which
my
of course,
favorite.
Yes, that was our favorite. And they had, you know, all kinds of delicious stuff. So it was a lot of fun. And then we drank, of course, it was too hot, though, so we had cold tea. We had iced tea. And then I had the nerve to ask for coffee. I whispered, I said, does anyone ever ask for coffee here? And the woman's like, oh, sure. So we all had coffee in our teacups.
And that was
great,
really
yes.
good. And they allot you like an hour and a half.
Yes.
So you can sit there for an hour and a half and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, we walked in thinking, oh, my gosh, that's a long time just to have tea.
It was, but we just had a wonderful time, and it was a great day. And then we walked around the historic section of Sanford with the cobblestone streets, and it was just lovely. We had a great time. So we recommend that for anybody who has the time or who...
And men, because there were men in the tea house, too.
Oh, yeah, there were men. There was one man, and actually I think what Jessica said was, I bet he's dying to get out of here.
Well, he looked a little bored, but...
He wishes he was home watching the soccer game, I'm sure.
Well,
you know,
I mean, he was sweet enough to go with his wife, girlfriend,
so
whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. It was a nice thing, and it was a good time. And so if you ever get the chance, everybody, go out to a tea room and make it a theme day.
Yeah.
The Victorian theme day was great. And maybe if you're lucky, you will have a chance to see a hair wreath of your very own. We'll be right back.
Dry your eyes, 'cause better days are sure to come. And when you smile, be sure to smile wide, and don't let them know that they have won. And when you walk, walk with pride, don't show the hurt inside. because the pain will soon be gone. When you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean blue. When you dream, it might come true. When you dream, dream big. And when you laugh, be sure, laugh out loud, 'cause it will carry all your cares away. When you see the beauty all around and in yourself, and it will help you feel okay. And when you pray and pray for strength to help you carry on when the troubles come your way. And when you dream, dream big, as big as the ocean. When you dream, it might come true. When you dream, dream big.
You're back live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. That was Dream Big by Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. That's a great name. How can you not like that name? That's a great name. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take a caller because I know we've got a lot of people calling in. I want to try and make sure I get to everybody. But before I do, I need to make a huge shout-out to Linda P. in Pennsylvania, because tomorrow is her birthday. So happy birthday. Okay, so happy birthday to Linda P. from Pennsylvania. You know who you are. And watch for the mail. Okay, so on that note, I'm going to go ahead and go live to Nikki, who has called in. Hi, Nikki, you're live on the Christian Psychic Cafe. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very nicely. Thank you. I'm glad to be listening to your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. How can we help you this evening?
Well, I wondered what you saw, and I'm looking at an email I sent to a Ms. Gardner, and okay. I am waiting to be called, getting a phone call from her so I can begin work, and
okay.
I wonder if you saw that happening.
I will be happy to check that, but I have to ask you a question. Nikki, is it your first name for real?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I wasn't getting, but is that your name is actually something else though? That isn't that more of a nickname?
Yeah, it's a nickname.
Okay.
But
okay.
It feels like a real name.
Okay, I understand. The only reason why I say that is when I can sense generally when that the name isn't real. And not that it's not real, but it wasn't your birth name, the name that you were given when you were born. And so I will always ask when I sense that, because I want to make sure that I'm truly connecting to the right person and maybe not an energy that's close to you. You know what I mean. So that's why I say that. I believe that, yeah, okay, I'm sure I'm connecting with you. Okay, so this is about a job, correct? And you want to know if she's going to be contacting you with a positive response?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you is that she's definitely going to contact you back. I'm getting it's going to be positive, but this is going to sound a little odd. It's going to be positive, but it's going to be put off, yet it's still going to be positive. So what's going to happen is you're going to get a positive response, but it's going to be something along the lines of, yes, this is going to work out, but we need to put it off because it's either it's another contract coming in or a delayed start, but it will be a positive return call, okay? Does that make sense to you?
You know, I would just be so happy to hear from her.
I can imagine. I can imagine. I can only imagine. And I'm seeing that you will definitely hear back from her, so I'm not concerned with that. I know it's been a really tough time for you financially, and you've got some other things going on in your life that have been very, very difficult for you, haven't you?
Yeah, and I also sent out another resume to someone else, and
they
asked me to send my resume to them, and I did that, and the title of that company is Sage, S-A-G-E, and I'm wondering if you see them, when I talked to them on the phone, they sounded very, the gentleman sounded very interesting, I mean very interested.
Interested
and,
in you. I would say that there's interest there, but I feel that the other thing is going to come back before Sage comes back. Yeah, that's what I feel is going to happen. I feel that the other opportunity you're going to get a positive response to before you hear from Sage. And for some reason, I feel like Sage is going to be almost like it's something that you're praying about. I know it. And at the same time, you're kind of wondering, you're going to wonder why they don't call you back right away when they specifically asked for it in the first place. But that's okay because the positive is going to come from somewhere else. You don't have to worry about it, okay?
Okay, so they're not really, it doesn't look like that's going to open up for me.
I feel that although there was positive interest on the phone, I feel that the job offer is going to come from another individual. Specifically, the one that you're going to take is not, I do not feel is going to come from Sage.
Okay. Okay.
Although I do like to cook with Sage.
I do too. I like to.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wanted to hear your sense of humor. I'm glad you still have one because I know it's been a rough year for you. I can sense that. And I also feel like you're concerned. You're worried about age. Is that correct? Worried about your age affecting your job opportunities?
What? No. No.
No. Why am I worried about? I'm sensing a fear of a time, the clock ticking, so to speak.
I need something, you know, to happen soon, but not feeling bad about my age or work related.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear that because that won't affect anything. I feel like that clicking, that talk, tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. And that's why, that's what I'm sensing from you, like the time is getting away and you need to, so that would make sense. Don't worry, it's going to happen. I mean, you're going to have an offer. Within the next 30 days, you're going to be good to go and knowing where you're going and what direction you're going in, and everything should be fine.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. I hope this has been helpful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Thanks for calling in.
God bless.
Okay. Well, that was Nikki, and I forgot to ask her where she was calling from, but it's always hard when you're looking for a job and hoping to find something, and, you know, you're the first one to say to me all the time that you work in a trailer down by the river.
It's the truth, too.
You were just saying that tonight when you came here, and it was kind of funny. We were kidding around.
And actually, I don't work in a van down by the river.
I know.
There's the positive, right?
That was the best segment from Saturday Night Live ever. I remember the guy who was like, you live in a ranch by the river. That was great. I loved it. All righty. Well, you know what? I know we had a topic tonight, and I want to kind of talk about it a little bit, how to tell if your spouse is cheating. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because I think there's a lot of people out there who wonder if their spouse is cheating and if what they're sensing is a sign of that. There's also been a book written by Gary Newman, How to Keep Him from Cheating. It's called The Truth About Cheating, Why Men Stray and What You Can Do About It. So that's very much towards the men angle. But the reality is there's some very noticeable things that you can notice if a man is cheating, and or a spouse or a significant other.
Right.
I'm going to say man because it sounds weird to say if someone is cheating, so
right.
We'll just go with man. Okay, and this is, I think, the number one to me, and it makes so much sense. It says he's supportive of his gadgets and super protective of his gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me explain what that means. If you are married and your man or your wife or your significant other, you know, always let you look at the laptop, always left the phone laying around, it was never a thought, or the pager, and then all of a sudden, those things are kept under lock and key, always in the pocket, always turned off,
and
always put away.
There's your first clue, huh?
That is your first clue, because the main way that trysts are found out is through this discovery of incriminating emails or IM chats or cell phone texts or bills. This is information that was provided by a clinical psychologist in New York City. So if a spouse or a significant other is being unfaithful, they may guard their gadgets. They may guard their go-go gadgets and act really defensive when you kind of innocently touch it. Like if you go to move his cell phone and
mm-hmm.
they're like, what are you doing? Okay, that immediately then you're
yep.
going to know something's wrong. And especially it should send up major red flares and red flags. Red flags and red flares. If in the past they never were super sensitive to that, so then you're gonna say, okay. So that's one of the number one main ways you could tell if he's cheating. We're going to tell you a couple more in just a second. We're going to take a call in just a second as soon as we come back from this.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
You're back back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jenny. I'm here with Jessica. We're taking live calls tonight into the show. We're going to be doing mini angel readings. If you want to get a reading done, give us a call at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. The lines are open. We'd love to chat with you. You know, I'd like to do something now if we can. There is a person who is a friend of mine, and her name is Tina McCullough, and she has this incredible website called Tina's Tots. And Tina makes the most awesome, beautiful 30 to 42-inch custom dolls that you've ever seen. And if you're looking to buy a doll for a friend, a granddaughter, a child, an adult, this is the person you want to go to. They started the business back in 2002, and they offer the high-quality dolls from what they call Apple Valley Doll Work Sculpts. And they began as an alternative to high-priced My Twin dolls, and they offered their dolls as lookalikes for children. And so now they do all kinds of dolls. And I know people who buy them, parents who buy them for their professional children, doctors, mm-hmm. dentists, lawyers.
So they can make them look that way?
Oh, she has. That's neat. I mean, she does. She does any doll that you can imagine, and each outfit is specifically designed for the doll. She asks for some personality traits of the person, and she's done Harry Potter dolls.
I would
and I
love
mean,
that.
She's dolls that look. She's there's a lot of famous movie stars that have ordered her dolls, so it's really awesome. And I have to. She actually was kind enough. One day I got one in the mail for Christmas, and it was a beautiful doll, and it was 40 inches tall, and it was she was an angel that could be converted into a gypsy,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of a joke for us. And I love it, and it's beautiful, and the outfit is hand-sewn and done with so much creativity. It's amazing. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually put a link to her site right into the chat room. So if anybody wants to take a look at what she does, go over and do that, because you've never seen anything like it. It's Tina's Tots Dash. Let me give you the website address. It's www.tinatots-dolls.com. TINATOTS-dolls.com. You'll want to check it out because it's really, really cool. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to take another live call and do a little mini angel reading. Hi, you're on live with Dr. Jenny and Jessica. I think I have Rebecca. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Rebecca. Welcome for calling. Where are you calling from?
Raleigh.
Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yeah.
I like Raleigh, North Carolina. How can we help you tonight?
I've been in a long-term relationship, and a couple weeks ago, we actually wasn't a tip, but we didn't talk for a while, and then I tried to call him a few days ago, and the phone kept on rolling over, and I called him at work yesterday, and we talked like, you know, nothing happened, whatever, and then today, through other means, I found out that he is changed his cell phone number,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if that was because of me, although I'd be surprised because we weren't, I mean, you know, I've known him for 16 years, we've been together 8, it wouldn't, I'd be shocked, but
would seem
he
like
talked to me yesterday.
Okay, and everything was fine yesterday. Did you discuss the event?
No. He just talked about work, and we talked like 15 minutes. I mean, it was...
But here's the big but, B-U-T but. It's because you spoke to him at work, really the other stuff couldn't really have been comfortably discussed, correct?
No, it was after hours.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, and it hasn't stopped. Well, you know, over the, you know, years, it hasn't stopped, you know, us from talking about stuff like that at work.
And I'm going to tell you, this isn't the first time something like this is the first time, but you've had other incidences with this individual, correct?
Oh, I mean, we've been together 8 years, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, because I'm feeling this is almost like a yo-yo thing that goes back and forth and back and forth. But here's the thing I do want to say. Yes, he had his cell phone number changed. No, it was not because of you. But I will say this. Why am I sensing a hesitation for a commitment, like something moving forward here? Why am I sensing that hesitation? Is it on his part?
It's his part. He's he has commitment problems, and I'm not happy with how things have been the past 8 years.
Which is
I would
part
like
of the reason.
More.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't like to address it, you know, because that is, you know.
Denial is, yeah, I know.
Emotional,
I know.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so let's say this. First of all, you do realize that it's completely normal for you to want to take this to the next level. That makes sense, okay? And so I know there are times that you feel kind of like you scratch your head and wonder, you know, this seems like the most normal thing for you to move forward, and yet he doesn't want to. And are you looking at it wrong? Are you making a mistake by wanting more than what you currently have? Because what you have is really good, you have to admit, right?
Except when he feels, you know, that I want something else or pressure.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Because something else means a larger commitment level for him that he's not willing to commit to. So what I'm going to tell you is this, and I don't think this is going to surprise you. The commitment level that he's at right now is really where he wants to stay at, okay?
Yeah.
This, too, will smooth over. This is just another bump in the road, as it has been over the years in your relationship. It's not the first time, as you know, correct?
Yeah.
But what I will say is that this is what you get from him. This is what he wants. He doesn't want anything else. And he thoroughly enjoys his relationship with you on this exact level. Now, it's not wrong for you to want to take it up to the next level, but what you're going to have to realize is pretty much what you have is where he wants to be. Okay, and I don't want you to think that if you stay in this relationship that he's eventually going to, you know, see all the lights going to go off and he's going to say, well, gosh darn it, I should marry this woman. I don't see that happening right now. I really don't see that happening at all. He would like to keep this relationship going just this way for as long as he possibly could. And generally when he does back down or have these issues with you, it's almost always related to you trying to maybe capture a little bit more. Do you know what I'm saying? Because he he doesn't like feeling forced at all. And I don't want you to have feelings of guilt or remorse or feel as if somehow this was your fault because you forced the issue. It's natural for you to want this to move ahead. That's natural. What's not natural is for him to leave it just the way it is for all these years. So you have some decisions to make.
Pardon?
I said, so you have some decisions to make.
It's just hard. He's actually been living quite a while with terminal metastatic cancer,
mm-hmm.
and it's just hard, especially when he puts space between us, because, you know, we may not have long, and he's sitting there just, you know.
Did you ever, I mean, I know that you have spoken about this a little bit, though. He has actually had a conversation with you regarding this over the past 8 years.
Oh, and even when we were, I've known him for like 15, 16, and I knew even then before that he was, had issues like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it doesn't come as a shock to you. What I'm going to tell you is that you love this man. You would not be happy without this man. I mean, I know this, and you know this, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you know what? It may not be the relationship you wanted, but it is the relationship you currently have. You know?
You don't know why he didn't tell me that he changed his number?
I don't even think he thought about it, to be honest with you. And my suggestion would be to, if you don't hear from him, to call him at work on Monday and say, gosh, I tried calling you and your number's been changed. Because I don't feel that he changed his number because of you. As a matter of fact, I'm getting a strong validation. That's not why he changed his number.
Okay, good. I was I mean, I've been sick over it since I found out. Like,
yeah, no, I'm getting a strong validation that that is not the reason why he changed his number. Not at all. Okay.
But I could see him waiting to get to tell me to get a rise out of me.
I'm getting ping pong. What does that mean? Does that mean anything to you? Ping pong?
Yeah, this past year, he's just like back and forth with me. He'll push me away, pull me in,
That's what they're showing me. They're literally showing me a ping pong table and a ball going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So that's why that's kind of the validation, because I was asking my head for them to please give me some kind of validation to the statement I just made that he did not change his number because of you, and that was their validation. So I feel very confident in that, and you should feel confident as well, because that's the validation that they gave you, which is that ping-ponging back and forth. You know, he's not well. You know, as I said, it's been a rough time, but at the same time, you know, what you have right now is as much as you're going to get. It might get a little bit better, but I want you to enjoy what you've got. And because, you know, he is his health is not great, so enjoy what you've got, and know that if you can't have him on another level, will you still want to be involved with him now?
I don't like not having him in my life at all.
Okay, so I think then you know what the answer is. I think you know he's not willing or able to move forward, and based on that, you're going to either have to accept him as it is or call an end to the relationship. But you and I both know that where you stand on that, I think, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know.
Wow. Thank you.
I wish I could tell you that he was going to come down to your house and bend on one knee and propose. But, you know, you have his heart, and he doesn't even think about anyone else. You're aware of that, right?
No, I actually don't, because sometimes, like, when he's done this in the past, he'll kind of, like, you know.
Make you jealous.
Try to, yeah, or have a diversion. I mean, I definitely think I'm the one in life who.
Well, you are.
Does it for
Hands
him.
Down. Mm-hmm.
And
Hands
I think
down.
Part of him doesn't like that, because he doesn't like to feel a little out of control or a little, you know.
Generally, you'll find whenever he starts to feel like he can't live without you, is when he'll push you away. So it's usually things are going really good, and then the push away, because he doesn't like to be controlled by his feelings or by you. And because he has such strong feelings for you, he doesn't want to be controlled by them.
Bingo.
It's, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Listen, thank you so much for listening to the show, okay?
I'm really enjoying it. I'm a first-time listener.
Well, great. I'm glad you're listening. Keep listening. Call in again. But don't worry. Things are you still have them in your life, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. God bless. Thanks for calling in. That was sweet. Rebecca from, she said Raleigh, wasn't it? Raleigh, North Carolina. Yeah. It's tough. You know, for some people, a relationship, a real relationship, does not require getting married and coexisting or in the same household. And there's absolutely...
I have said forever, the perfect man would be a guy that lives next door in his own home, and I have my own home, and then we do everything together, but then you go home.
Well, there's probably a lot of people out there who would agree with that. But, you know, the truth is, if that's his idea of perfect relationship, and it's not her idea of the perfect relationship, the painful reality is either you have to learn to accept it with as much as he's willing to give,
right,
or you have to move on.
Right.
But he does have some major health issues, So I don't think she's going to move on because we both, I think anyone listening to that call knows she's head over heels in love with this guy.
Right, right.
They're connected and there's too many cords and I don't see her ever cutting them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it becomes just learning how to assimilate this kind of relationship into your life so that you feel confident because
right.
that's what she needs to do is to feel confident. We're going to go ahead and listen to Hey There, Delilah because it's my favorite, one of my favorite songs. I have a lot of favorite songs. And then we're going to come right back and we're going to take a call from Stacy. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seem pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars and walk. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. More years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Over a comment you made, and I said it was so bad.
Not anything
I
would
I
like to
lie.
Share with anyone.
You can't share what you just said because we were talking about some other ways to find out if men are cheating, and unfortunately, it's going to have to remain a private giggle. You know what? Because this is the Christian Psychic Cafe, we should do another reading, don't you think?
Sounds great.
Let's do it. Let's go to Stacy live. Hi, Stacy. You're live on the air.
Hi, Dr. Jenny.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. And you?
I'm fabulous. Where are you calling in from tonight?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Love Pennsylvania. Shouted out a happy birthday to somebody in Pennsylvania for tomorrow. So glad you called in. How can we help you? You have a question?
Yes. Actually, you've spoken to my boyfriend several times. He has a business, and I help him run it, and he has it up for sale. And
awesome.
We got a realtor, and he has our paperwork, getting it together to put it on the market. And you had told him a price of what to start out at, when to know how close that person is going to buy it and how much.
Okay, well, I think I want to be careful what I say on the air, unless you don't mind what I say on the air, since no one knows who you really are, right?
That's fine, you can say, yes.
Okay. What I said was that I saw the business selling for between $595 and $670, around in there. I'm assuming that the realtor put it in towards the in the low sixes. Is this correct?
$599 is what we're thinking.
Okay, so $595 was pretty darn close to the money, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right, so this is what I'm going to tell you. What I would suggest on that is the way you have to use this realtor. You must. It's the right realtor to use. I also want to tell you that I do see the business selling, and I see it selling October-ish, and I'm just so thrilled that the price is where it should be. I felt that right under 600 was the perfect place to price it, because you know you're going to lose people when you go over six, right? And it was priced a little too high, and in order to get it sold and sold quickly, you got to price it aggressively. So I'm going to tell you that I feel really confident in that price, and I'm beyond thrilled that that you've got it going with a realtor now, a commercial broker. I think it's really the right way to go, okay? Really the right way to go. It was one of the best positive things you could have done in a long time.
Good. So you don't see it selling until October?
I really don't see it selling till October. And that doesn't mean you won't get an offer on it right away, because you know the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks of a business going up for sales when you get the most activity. It doesn't mean that you won't get a contract, but I see it selling in October. October-ish. It could happen, you know, I say October. I'm sticking with October. I've been saying that for a long time now, so I'm sticking with October. Yeah?
Okay,
I'm sticking with October. It's what I feel. It's where the energy goes. I'm getting a positive validation of that. And now my only concern had been was that the business was slightly overpriced. And in this economy, you have to price it to move. And I know you want to get the most for your investment, but at the same time, you're not getting anything for it if it doesn't sell.
Correct.
Right? So you're doing the right thing. This is the right thing, and I'm really glad that you've got it on the market and you're pricing it aggressively. And so I'm gonna put myself out on a limb. Boy, am I putting myself on a limb. I see a contract coming through for October. Okay?
Okay. Do you think it's somebody local that will purchase it?
I can tell you that I do not believe this person will be local. No. I don't think it'll be a local person. Okay. I think I'm not going to say it's going to be an alien, but it's not going to be anybody from I almost said the town, because I do know the town you're in. Because I think I know who your boyfriend is. I think
you do.
I do. Okay. Yes. Then that being the case, this person will not be from Walnut anything. Okay.
You're right.
Okay. Very, very good. Is there any other questions I can answer for you tonight?
Just one more. The house across the street that we have up on the market also.
Yeah.
Do you see that selling anytime soon?
You know, he and I have talked about that as well. That's up in the – I mean, I think right now he's kind of in a – you know, you've got a renter in there, right?
We do. Thank goodness.
And that
yes,
renter is staying current. I think you had hoped that that renter was going to purchase it. They said they were going to, but then it hasn't materialized. I think right now you're going to stay where you are with that, you know. I mean, honestly, the best you can do, because George has mentioned what he wanted to do with that, is to, you know, kind of sell everything and go off and move to a whole other state. And I think that it's going to be hard to maintain all those properties without selling some of them, because you can't be an absentee owner for any of them. So in the best world, you know, the best thing to happen is to sell everything and move on to your next adventure. But right now, with the values going at what they are, it's going to be harder to do that, okay? I think getting the business sold is the first thing that needs to be done. If you can get the house across the street sold, all the better. Because I don't want to go into any more detail, because I know George knows what we talked about, because I don't want to talk about finances over the air. You know what
Correct.
I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, but I would say protect your assets as best you can. But the most important thing is, again, you know, people often make the biggest mistake I see in today's market and with clients that call in, is they turn down an offer that was what they thought too low because they deserved more, but then they never got another offer. Now they're carrying the place for a whole nother year, wishing to God they had sold it. And so I will say that, you know, don't hassle over the small dollars. If you know what you want to do, and he's determined, and I know he is determined in what he wants this leap to be, then he needs to make it happen. And the way to make it happen is to price things aggressively.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Stacy, he's a good guy, though, you know. He's got a really
Think
good
Think he'll ever marry me?
You know, well, I guess if you have a hammer, nail, and a...
He's leaning over my shoulder now.
You know, there are some questions I certainly am not going to ask or answer. You know what I'm going to tell you? Do I think he'll ever marry you? He's going to shoot me on this one, but the answer is yes, I do think he will. Okay. No pressure.
I think he will too, but.
Yeah, I think he will too. So, listen, God bless you both. Thanks for calling in. Okay, Stacy?
Yes, thank you. And George says hi to both of you also.
Okay, a big hi back.
Hey, George.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Hi. You guys have a good night, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that question. I love that. That was great.
That's no pressure on him, right?
Right. Poor George. That's great, though. I think everyone should ask a question like that while their intended is still in
That's
the room.
That's right.
Isn't that a great question? Okay. Hey, you know what? We were talking about how to tell if your significant other is cheating. And, of course, Stacy doesn't have to worry about George. And we know Grace doesn't have to worry about Jeff.
No, not at all.
So, you know, these people don't have to worry about it. But we do know that there's certain things that we can use to notice or detect if somebody's cheating. So what do you think that the next number two thing is to tell if your spouse or significant other is stepping out on you? Any ideas?
Oh, let me think. Lipstick on the collar.
That's a good one. That actually comes under number three. He smells different, comes home with a different shirt than what he left with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, there's
the
first clue.
Well, there's...
Complete new wardrobe.
Or without his underwear, we got to really worry about that. When he comes home, if he doesn't smell the same as he did in the morning, and it isn't the scent of soap that he uses in the gym or at your home, it may be because he showered someplace else. And I'm going to say that I do talk to a lot of people over the last 18, 20 years. And one of the things that I happen to know is that usually people come to me after they've had, you know, something gone wrong in their relationships, and they're terribly sorry, or they're the one that's suffering because their spouse is doing it. But one of the things they always said was that they came home smelling freshly showered.
Uh-huh.
Like, they couldn't understand that. And
well, of course,
it's true
you're
because
out all day long. You wouldn't. You would
the
smell.
The person cheating doesn't want to have any other odors other than his own or her own, and so yeah, so they will shower. So that's one way of the nose always knows.
Mm-hmm.
The nose always knows. Another one is if they step up their grooming. It's so obvious, but it's a sign a lot of females will miss. If your spouse starts grooming,
like so he brushes his teeth.
Well, I hate to say this, but again, this is by a psychologist. I'm going to say if the man starts grooming down there without you requesting it, that could be an indication that he's spending more naked time, and it's not with you. Guys today are used to viewing manscaped dudes on screen. So if he's trying to impress, they call it manscapes. Okay, folks, this is by Belicia Vernach. It was in Cosmo, so cut me a break. I would not use these terms, okay? They call it manscapes. And,
little trees.
Oh, my goodness, this show has reached a new low today, hasn't it? but if I can't even read this with a straight face. So if he has another, it says chick, too, and I would never refer to a woman as a chick, but if he has another chick to impress, according to this article, he may emulate those ultra-trimmed guys. Okay. Even know, yeah, what can I say? So that is another clue. So if your dude is manscaping, okay.
That's a giant clue.
That's a giant clue. What is that, the Eiffel Tower? Wait, somebody called Michael in. We're going to get in trouble. We have to go to a song. We'll be right back.
I hope you'll never lose your sense of wonder. Get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leaves you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice, sit it out or dance. I hope you dance. I hope you dance.
I hope you dance.
you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with
Jessica.
See, you remember this time.
I know my name. Yes.
I know my name. I know my name. There's a song about that. We want to thank everybody for tuning in again tonight. We are taking live calls. Our call-in number is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And we're going to go ahead and take a live call now from, it looks like, Mariah. Hi, Mariah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous. And, Mariah, this is not your... You know what's odd? I don't think Mariah is your real name.
Well, no. You're just pronouncing it funny.
I'm pronouncing it funny. Okay. How are you doing? I'm glad you called in.
I'm good. Sort of. How are you?
Good, sort of. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You're right. I didn't pronounce it right.
It's okay. It gets everybody.
Okay. All right. Tell me what's new.
Okay. So life is crazy. So that boy and I were sort of in a weird on the outs, but not on the outs spot where he's in one of his, I don't know what I want modes.
Mm-hmm.
And then in his, I don't know what he wants modes, he starts reaching out for, like the ex-wife called. And then he's like, oh, but I'm talking to her. And I was like, well, then we should not be together if that's the route you're going. Well, I'm not really talking to her. Okay, so what's going on? I just don't know what I want. So now we're in the I don't know what I want phase again. But he's been sort of mopey. And when he
mm-hmm.
goes into a mopey phase, then we go into I don't know what I want phase. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to hang back a bit while you're in the I don't know what I want phase. And then he'll be like, well, but I want you around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so we're sort of back in the I don't want things to change, but I don't know
right.
what I want. Although I will say that, like, I applied to school, God bless if I get in. And then I think part of him is sort of like, okay, this is good that I'm distancing myself because it'll push you to do school. And I think he thinks that if we're too involved, that, like, I'll expect us to get married and then not work because he makes so much more than me.
Okay.
So he's kind of like, go to school now. This is good. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, okay. Yeah.
You've got your hands full, don't you?
I'm telling you.
You do, because, you know, here's the problem, as we know too well. The person that my caller for everybody who's listening, because, you know, just a basic, she's had an on-again, off-again romance with a gentleman who is who obviously loves her, and she loves him. But he's also, he uses his ex-wife as the excuse not to make a commitment to move forward. You realize that's what's going on, right?
Oh, yeah. I even rented a movie with that plot and was like, you should totally, I'm not kidding. And I'm like, I need you to watch the movie. And he was like, why? And I'm like, no, you just need to watch the movie.
And did he?
Totally our life. I don't know. I think he watched I rented it in Insidious. And I think he watched Insidious and was trying to figure out why I thought the apartment was haunted. And I'm just like, no, the other movie. The other movie. Like,
oh, my gosh. Oh, you crack me up. I'm sorry. You know, some people, and you have such a great sense of humor, and amen, you need it with him. I will tell you this. He is using it as an excuse. The problem is, as you well know, too, if you push him too hard, he will walk, right?
Yeah,
because we know that. And then he'll wait a little
while. And he's in his mopey phase, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, really, and this is going to sound like a shocker, I would love him to go to counseling. You know that. If he
went
into counseling. Yeah, right. Yeah, I can imagine. He really needs to get into some kind of couples therapy where he could figure out for himself that he has commitment issues, because that's really all it is. But his commitment issues run pretty deep, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I just don't see that relationship with you and him ending anytime soon because, to be honest with you, I think this works. This works for him. And even though it's not perfect for you, you're not the kind that needs the ring on the finger, correct?
No, at least not for a minute.
Not
right
now.
But eventually it would be a good thing. Yeah, oh, definitely not right now.
I mean, it is a goal. I know.
Yes, it would be a good thing.
I know it's a goal. I'm only giggling because I know what you've been through, and to hear you tell a story always, you know, it just breaks me down to absolute laughter because you crack me up in the way you deliver a story. But the reality is I know it's hard for you to have to go through this with him all the time. And unfortunately, I don't think he sees in himself what's going on. I'm going to tell you quite clearly, I don't believe he realizes how he manipulates the relationship so that he doesn't have to commit. And
I don't
every
think he
time,
does at all.
Well, no, I don't
think he thinks it's completely rational.
Well, right. And of course, a completely irrational person always thinks they're being rational because that's all they are, is irrational, right? And in his situation, he is being completely irrational and has been for many years, actually. So what are you going to do about it?
Right now, I'm just sort of stepping back.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, you can have some space. That's mm-hmm. fine. And I call and check on him. And
okay.
I'm like, but not going to be, you know, I don't want him to think that I'm, like, annoyed and never going to speak to him again, because that's not the case. But at the same time, I'm like, you need to see somebody and talk to them and figure all this nonsense out. And
mm-hmm.
I said, because the issue is that, like, it can't stay like this forever, where you're basically telling me, I don't want you to date anybody else,
mm-hmm.
but I want to be able to not have to commit, but be in a committed relationship. Like, you want me to be committed. You don't want
right.
to commit. But,
correct.
You know, but then he'll say, but you can date other people, but you still have to sleep here.
Right.
And I'm like, does that even
well,
make sense to you?
That's not normal. That's not healthy,
yes,
and that's
and
going
that's
to extreme.
I was like, does it make sense? So now I stay at my own house.
Right.
And he stays at his own house.
Okay.
But, like, you know, like we saw each other yesterday. He came and we sat and we talked for a while and then he went home.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
you know, when he's in Moby Place, he shouldn't be by himself all the time.
Well, when he's in this down mood, now, didn't we deal with some antidepressants there with him for a while, too?
Yeah, for a little while. And then, he was going to therapy then.
Okay.
And then that sort of stopped. And then, but, you know, and then he was doing okay. And then every now and then, like, he would go talk to his pastor, and that seemed to help. And now he sort of feels like he's backsliding into the bad
right.
habit person. And so I was like, you know, they have groups for these things. And they even have coffee and donuts sometimes. And you can go.
You're right. They do.
You know,
they absolutely do. You know,
I
think,
he'll be like, I don't want to do that. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, you know as well as I do that he doesn't want to really have to confront his issue.
No, it's you know, so no one likes to confront their issue, but at some point you have to.
Right. Well, if you want to move
forward.
Or you
die, one of the two. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Or you die, that is correct. And I agree with you that he probably does not want to confront his issue. But I think that you know that you can only take so much, but I also know that you're in for the long haul. You and I both know this. And it's funny because I took a caller very much like you earlier tonight. I don't know if you heard it. Did you?
I think I heard the end of it. This is not
yeah.
an easy show to hear. You call and you're like, we're full. I always get in at the end.
Really?
Like, okay.
Well, then you got in early tonight. You did good. You're lucky.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a popular show, which is a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing for me, for you, for everybody. It keeps us on the air, right?
Yeah,
I will tell you this. It's tough what you're going through because you can't force somebody to be a certain way, you know. But I'm very similar to the other caller. This is one of those situations where, for now, you've got to accept it the way it is. know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can't tell you what to do. I can make suggestions. And my suggestion is cut the cords completely, move forward, and if he misses you enough, he'll finally come back. But because you've done that before and you know exactly what happened, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he did come back.
Mm-hmm.
Took him a while, but he did come back. And that would be my suggestion, but I'm not telling you to do that. You have to do what you feel is right. However,
that conversation we had this conversation where I was just like, we're going to move everything of mine out of your house, and then you're just going to have to deal. And,
right.
You know, call if you decide you have gotten some sense. But, you know, it's just like, I'm not going through this forever with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to address the issues, then you can have issues that you go through that I'm just, you know, because there's part of me that says if I make myself overly accessible, then he has no impetus to change anyway. If he can keep things
correct.
Exact as they are and feel like he's off the hook in terms of being responsible for his own actions in this, then, yeah, then that's great for him. Like, he's, you know, perfectly content to do that.
But it leaves you in limbo.
And then the funny thing is, when I said that suggestion, he was like, well, that's because you're the one calling all the shots in this. And I'm like, no, dude, if I were calling some shots, this would be easy. We'd be in a completely different situation.
Right.
You know, if I had
right.
some shots I could call, if I was pulling some strings, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
That's absolutely correct. And I am going to tell you this. I think that if you don't stand up and take control of your own life, you're going to be left flailing in the wind because you're holding on to the end of a kite, and you're going to be dragged in whatever direction he wants to drag you in because he has control. And it's not he has all the control because he's being abusive in any way at all. It's just that you're giving him all the power in a relationship, and no one in any relationship should have all the power. Right? It should be 50-50.
I completely
right?
agree.
Yeah. So you need to get back some of your power so that you can move in a positive direction, because right now you're hanging on to the tail of that kite and you're flying, you're flapping all over the place, you know? And I know you like to do Zumba, but, you know, I don't think that's the kind of dancing you want to do right now, flying on the end of a kite and holding on. Right?
Man, I agree. So speaking of life being in control, what are the odds that school is working out this semester versus me having to wait till the spring, which would kind
actually,
of not be
I
fun.
See it's going to work out. I know that the problem is, I believe, financial aid. Is that kind of what's going on here?
Yeah, and just processing paperwork like that,
yeah.
And like a transcript got mailed later than it should have. And then,
I see that it's still going to happen for this year. I see it's still going to happen
good.
For this year. So I have positive feelings that it's going to happen for this year, for this upcoming semester. So that should be good for you.
It's like, because it'll be really not so fun for spring, since I've already, like, changed like,
I know
and
your entire life
so like,
fit in.
It's going to be
right.
bad.
No, we're not even going to look at that. I want everybody to just envision that you're going to get this job, this school opening. It's going to happen. You're going to start school in the fall the way you're supposed to. Let's just know it's going to happen, okay?
I can do that.
Okay, know it's going to happen.
I can know things.
Okay. Okay. You know, but otherwise, you're doing good otherwise. Health is good. I see your sister still going through her issues.
Oh, yeah,
but,
a lot of issues.
Yeah. But I see everything else is going okay for you, so you should be fine, okay? So no worries there,
really,
all right?
Okay. No, I'm not stressed. I mean, I'm surprisingly not stressed as it is.
I'm very surprised. But you know why
angry.
That is? I'm going to tell you why that is. Because you're doing something else with your life. What I happen to know, didn't you quit your job?
Oh, yeah. Oh, but no, you know what happened with that? So I was like, I'm leaving, and next Sunday was supposed to be the last day. And then the guy who owns it came and was like, oh, but we will pay you significantly more money. mm-hmm. and add on a health plan. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I will still only stay 2 days a week. And he was like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So I was like, sweet. Okay, I can work with that until it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So like, school will be over in 3 months. I will be doing something completely different at the end of 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Didn't somebody tell you that if you threatened to walk that you would get more money? Hmm. Maybe you should have called a psychic.
I got a lot more money.
You deserved a lot more money. They were taking advantage of you. So this is all good stuff. So you do have some control over a lot of the aspects of your life. It's just the relationship issue that you're having problems with. And I really do believe that that's going to move forward, but maybe not in the direction you want it to go. You need to. I'm suggesting, I'm not telling, cut those cords. But this time, when he comes back, it's either got to be with a commitment or not at all. That's the only way to handle this, you know? But merely a suggestion.
No, there's a logic to that.
Yeah, there is. We both know it. There is a logic to that. Well, I will say a prayer for you, and so will Jessica.
Absolutely.
Well
keep
you.
Our fingers crossed. And call in and let us know that you got into school, okay?
I will call when I get my letter.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for allowing me to mispronounce your name.
Oh, that's okay. Everybody does.
Okay, you take care. God bless.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too now. She cracks me up. She's
so
sweet.
Funny.
She is so there are times that she has me tears coming down my face when she's because she can tell a story like, I mean, she
maybe
should
she
be
missed
on stage.
Her calling. Maybe she should be a comedian.
I'm telling you, and a wonderful soul and such a good energy and such a good person. And I'm just so thrilled to have had her call me over the last few years. She's just a wonderful person. I'm glad she called in tonight. Kind of funny. Now, we know her man's not cheating. We know that. But you want to hear another way we could tell that
sure.
he was cheating? Here's another way. Nothing fazes him anymore. If your man was short-tempered before or, you know, maybe just kind of always critical, suddenly he's kind of happy. He's almost downright giddy. It could be because he has found someone else and he really is disassociated with himself with things at home. So if you notice that suddenly he's, like, super happy and you know nothing in your life has changed,
mm-hmm.
something in his life has changed. So
you should punch him in the face.
Well, yeah. Everybody come to the Christian Psychic Cafe where you learn about all these manscapings and punching people in the face. No, you should just be alert that maybe you need to have a communique with him to find out what's going on.
My tendencies are just a little violent.
You should beat him. You should shoot him with a .22. No, you should do none of those things. Folks, we've got a few lines that are still open. We're going to take another caller in a minute. But go ahead and call 323-679-0882. And we'll be happy to do a mini reading for you. And hopefully Jessica won't beat anybody up while we take this short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I believe I have, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Is this Walk on the phone?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, hi. How can I help you tonight?
I just was interested in a reading.
Okay. Have you ever called in before?
No, actually I got an email saying that your show, you're doing readings.
Okay.
So this is my very first time.
Your very first time. Well, good. I'm glad you called in. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you if you're having some difficulties sleeping through the night, not getting restful sleep. Is this possible?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also seeing that, I'm going to ask these questions too, but I'm also seeing that you're having a little bit of a, I guess I would call it a work issue, but it's not really a work issue. And I don't know why it's being shown to me a work issue, but not really a work issue. And I also have to ask you, who is the female figure that you see as your mother? Do you live with her, or does she live close by?
Live with her.
Okay, that's why. Okay. And I have to ask this question. Are you over the age of 18?
I am.
Okay, good. The reason why I'm mentioning the mother figure is because she somehow figures prominently in your life right now. I can see this. Does this have something to do with some of the things that are going on in your life? I feel like she strongly influences you. Is this correct?
No more than, I don't know, influence. She's there in my life, yeah. But whether she influences my decisions to do things or to take career choices or other choices, not really.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you is that I feel that her influence, for some reason, does affect some of the decisions that you've made. I feel like you kind of have come up on a decision or made a decision internally of something that you want to do for your future. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I think you're wondering, part of this has to do with, are you going in the right direction? And I'm going to tell you, you are. That direction is the right direction for you. I'm getting like a two thumbs up here, okay?
Okay.
Not that the angels show me thumbs.
So even
what's
though
that?
I've devoted, I'm just curious because that is a big issue. Even though I've devoted probably the last 10 years, let's say, towards one career path, that the
mm-hmm.
Choice that I'm going to make is basically abandoning it. And it's, you still think, you're still getting a reading that it's a good thing?
What I'm being shown mm-hmm. is you found what you were looking for, because ultimately that's what's going to make you happy. And working in a career that was just, you weren't thrilled with the other career, correct? The other career choice you were working towards.
No, I've invested over 100, almost 200 grand
mm-hmm.
for the education, and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, thought that's what I wanted to do. And then I, you know, spend about another 3 years, 2.5 years in that field, and now I'm making the decision to leave it. So it is kind of a tough decision.
Well, it's a tough decision, but I can only say this to you, and I know that you totally get this. You know, sometimes we reach a point in our lives where we sit there and say, I can continue what I'm doing and just kind of, it's not that you called it in, because in the job that what you were doing, you weren't calling it in. It required immense work, and I understand that. But at the same time, the thought of continuing on and doing that with the rest of your life was just, it wasn't something to look forward to anymore. And if you can't look forward to what you want to do, why do it? I mean, you have one life on this earth. Shouldn't you do it doing something that you are going to enjoy, that you're looking forward to doing? You know what I'm saying?
No, I totally agree. That's pretty much the decision I came up with recently.
Right. And but then I have to come back to the mother figure. Did she influence this decision?
Not really, no.
Is she supporting it?
No. Well, I just made this decision on my own. I don't really share my decisions with people. I usually make it and then do it.
Well, I think that's why the mother is showing prominently to me. I have a feeling that she may not quite understand the decision that you're making. I think it's, you know what I'm saying?
Women do play a prominent role in my life. I mean, I had four sisters. There may be something there. I just probably don't. I don't see it right now while
right.
I'm speaking to you. Right.
Well, and that's okay, and you don't have to. I just feel, for whatever reason, that there's a female mother figure that is going to play a role in your decision, and that it's going to be a bone of contention, because for whatever reason they're not, well, for obvious reasons, she would prefer you staying in the direction you've been going. But again, you know as well as I do, if you're not happy and looking forward to it, and I'm not saying you weren't happy in the other thing, you were, but I truly feel like you're really excited about doing this other thing. Am I right?
Eager for to try something new, not knowing exactly what's going to happen, just taking a chance and seeing what happens. That's kind of exciting for me.
Life is all about taking opportunities, and for you in particular, I see that you have found what you're looking for. Now, I'm seeing that there's some additional educational process that you have to go through for this new thing. Is that correct?
Maybe not formal education, but probably training on the job experience.
Okay.
I mean, it'll be a whole new field, so, I mean, I would basically at the bottom of the rung.
I'm going to tell you, be optimistic about it. I see it working out really well for you. I see you finding that peace that you've been looking for. You know, do you know what I mean when I say that? Because when they show me this, they say that you've been looking for just that peaceful serenity place that you just haven't felt doing what you've been doing in the past, correct?
I know what you're talking about, kind of. I mean, I experienced that in my athletic career, but not in my professional career, so I kind of know what
okay.
you mean, but I haven't experienced it professionally yet or career-wise.
Okay.
So in a way, are you kind of looking for that?
Yeah, that's what they're showing me. It's that peacefulness. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This might seem odd, and maybe you can explain it to me because I don't know why they're showing this. You're going to make this change, but then I see a short retreat. And this seems odd. It's almost as if you're going to have a contract with somebody, and then the contract's going to end, and then before the new one starts, there's going to be some downtime. You're going to get a little nervous, but everything's going to really work out well in your favor. I don't know if that makes sense as it applies to what you're doing.
Kind of. I mean, I was going to make the move earlier, but I had some obligations I had to fulfill, and
mm-hmm.
I couldn't leave them. And then, I applied for a contract job, a temporary one. Just circumstances dictated it.
Okay.
And it's a short-term project, maybe about 2 or 3 months.
Okay. I would say that pretty much clues it in. Yeah, okay. That's on the money then. So this is what I'm going to tell you. After you're going to have a little break, a pause, a retreat, but then that'll pick up again. And then the next thing that you go into, they're going to see you as kind of a leader, okay? You're going to kind of take control of things a little bit. You'll be the one that kind of calls the shots, so to speak. And that'll be a good thing. So I see that all moving in your direction, okay?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for calling in tonight, okay?
All right,
thank
you.
Bye-bye now. Okay, yeah, that was, yeah, I kept seeing those contracts. That was,
yeah, it seemed like you were, you know, I think the problem is sometimes people call in and it's hard to relate sometimes what's actually happening in your life to what you might be saying. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, I
even
agree.
Even though to us it seems a little clear.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. And I think, you know, one of the things he's going through is he's making a life change. But at the same time, it's not that much of a change because a lot of the skills that he learned and what he has been doing, a lot of those skills will transfer over. It's just going to be a little bit different. I think his contracts will get bigger and bigger as he goes. So that's a good
great.
Thing.
That's
so
a good thing.
That's a good thing for
and
him.
Mom's and mom's opinion is always important.
I think mom's opinion is the most important thing in the world, for sure, you know. Especially when you have a daughter that's getting ready to be driving soon and you're looking at cars.
I have one who is driving.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always a tough one, folks. I'll tell you what. It's always tough. Listen, we'll be back in two.
Of many poor girls, and God only knows I'm one. My mother was a tailor. My new blue jeans.
Back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. Jessica's just told me she feels fat sitting here. So
yes.
This is the first thing a female would say, right? Oh, I feel so fat sitting here.
I know.
You didn't eat much for dinner. We had
salad.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah.
I don't know.
I know one thing. I know I am going to beat you at rock, paper, scissors to see who has to go to the mailbox to check the email.
Yes, we'll see.
Ready, set, go.
I
win. Go down to the
rusty. Because I like scissors, and I
you
do that
do
a
like
lot.
You like scissors. Well, you're in that very aggressive mode anyway,
sure.
So I'm going to stay away. You go to the mailbox. Okay, here we go. We got them all here. Okay, so Jessica, read away.
Okay, this one is actually addressed to me.
Oh, good.
It says, Dear Jessica, I listen to the show each week and love the stories and the topics. I, too, was divorced and looking for a great guy. It took me 10.5 years to find my next Prince Charming. This one did not turn into a toad like my first. Don't give up hope. Your prince could be just around the corner. Oh, and this is cute. It's from Princess Kathy.
Aww.
From Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Oh, see, that's
that
nice.
That was sweet. Thank
true.
You. You know, thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that.
And it's true. Your prince is just around the corner, and you just have to wait for him to come in God's time, because it'll happen.
Oh, I know.
It'll
go
happen.
Through quite a few toads in the meantime.
Yeah, well, you know, green toads. Some people have a thing for toads. So
that's true.
Thing, right?
I married a toad.
Last week I heard he was a troll. No, what did you call him? A papa?
A garden gnome.
A garden gnome. That was it, yes. Well, he changes his identity often. All right, we've got one here. Dr. Ginny and Jessica, I loved hearing all about the health concerns you can see when you look at your fingernails. I went through a bad divorce and became very depressed, and my nails became very brittle and cracked. As soon as I made the decision to move forward with my life and leave the behind all the heartache, I started to feel better, and my nails became healthy again. It's amazing how much stress can do to your body. Just thought I'd let you know. Love your show, and you two girls never miss it. Brenda from Laughlin, NV, Nevada. Cool. That's very cool.
That
thank you,
nice.
Brenda. We appreciate that. I'll tell you what we're going to do. As everyone knows, if you go to my website, www.drginny.com, that's drginny.com. If you go onto the website, click on the Contact Me page, and then send me your email address, you'll get entered into the free weekly drawing for a 30-minute drawing from moi, this is me, yes, and then we'll set that up privately. You'll get an email the next day, and I'm reaching in, and I'm going through them, and I'm pulling one out. Ooh, this is good. Okay, so the winner of this week's free 30-minute private angel reading is You want to read his name?
Ralph R. from Moline, Illinois.
Ralph R. from Moline, Illinois. We just want to say that with a...
Moline,
a
Illinois.
Moline. So, Ralph, you'll be getting an email from us in the morning, and we'll set up a time that works, that's convenient for you. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Okay, very good. So, you know what? There are two other things that I have to tell you about how to find out if your spouse is walking around and cheating on you.
Is that a walking around sign?
That's a
sound.
Walking around sign. That is the walking around sign tonight, it is. If he becomes or she becomes suddenly suspicious of you, if they're normally mellow and all of a sudden they want to know where you are all the time and who you're with, it's a result of them realizing that if they're cheating and no one knows about it, that you may also be cheating too and getting away with it. So that's why all of a sudden, you know, they start asking questions like, where are you? Who are you with? You know, and I think that's a good one because I think a lot of times, like if for instance, a man started saying to you, well, who are you with? Instead, they start getting suspicious. You're thinking to yourself, well, I've given them no reason. So,
Right.
So there's a good question. Also, be aware of extremely detailed responses. This is something we know about when somebody tells a lie. We had a show on how to tell if somebody, liar, liar, pants on fire, and how to tell if somebody was lying. And the way to be able to do that is if somebody is lying to you, they get extremely detailed in their response, whereas they normally would not. It was called, as a matter of fact, on that show, it was called What is Normal When. So if it's not normal, what is normal? If it's not normal for them to give you an extremely detailed response on what they did on their walk down to the mailbox, if suddenly today they did, they probably met somebody or made a call or did a text while they were out there. Right?
Sneaky people.
Sneaky, weaselly little people. Speaking of weaselly, we saw Harry Potter.
We did.
Harry Potter was really good.
What does weasels have to do with Harry Potter?
I was thinking of Ron Weasley.
Oh.
That's the way my brain
works. Very roundabout.
It is. Like that's new. So let me finish this. So if they give you an extremely detailed response, even to the most innocent question like how was work today, they may be preparing some kind of epic answer because they're so terrified of getting caught. So that is something to look for. And according to this article and this psychologist, one caveat, if your sex life hasn't fallen off, that's no guarantee that your spouse is being faithful. It's a mysterious mistake, they say, to think affairs are necessarily sexual because as we stated before, and I think I read that to you, the one thing that people, the number one reason that men cheat is not for sex. When they asked men why they cheated, oddly enough, only 8% of the cheaters said that it was because of sexual dissatisfaction, and only 12% said the mistress was better looking or in better shape. It was really because 48% of them were saying that cheating was about emotional disconnection. So they want a stronger connection.
If it's 48%, that still leaves 52%.
Well, if you take the 12 and the 8, that's 20, so that's 70%. And then 30% might be for really odd things, like people have fetishes or something.
Okay.
Well, no, what I'm saying is the majority, 50% of them, 48%,
right,
round up to 50, are saying that they have walked out of their relationship on their significant other or cheated on their relationship because they didn't feel a connect. You know, they say that people want to feel like you're thinking about them, like you're being thoughtful. And it's not about money. It's about actions. It's about maybe leaving a packet of Splenda out next to a person's coffee cup in the morning, just showing you were thinking about them before you went out the door, or maybe getting their favorite beverage when they get home and having it ready for them and just delivering it. It's about being conscious. It's about making little efforts, little thoughtful things,
right,
you know. And I think that's important, you know, because I think that we just show that we're thinking about them. And, again, it's not about spending a lot of time. It's not spending a lot of money. It's just the thought process. I think that's so important.
That makes sense.
It does, doesn't it? We, once again, are coming to that time in our show where we thank everybody for tuning in. And we want to say thank you. Again, we do the show because you all are so kind and listen to our rants and raves on here. And we appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate the emails that we get each week and the people in the chat room. And God bless Susie for sitting in there every week and talking to everybody and keeping everybody happy, too. So we hope you all tune in next week to the Christian Psychic Cafe. We'll be back Wednesday night from 8 to 10 like we are every week. So please give us a listen. Remember, if you want to get on the air, the best time to call in is about 5 of 8. Then you get on early in the queue and you have a very good chance of getting your reading read. If you want a private reading with me, go to drginny.com, www.drginny.com, or call 1-800-375-3446. Thanks. We'll see you next week. We'll be right back.